Money FM 89.3, best of weekends.
Growing up in Singapore, we did not, but obviously many of our listeners did. 1950s to the present, what a massive change in Singapore life since those days, right, back in the 50s. There is now a collaborative effort between the Straits Times and the National Museum of Singapore to, in conjunction with the 175th anniversary of the Straits Times, to feature photographs, artifacts, things like that, that and remembrances of people, you know, from remembering from 1950s all the way up till now. We got a great guest with us to talk exactly about that exhibition. Karen Ho is the assistant manager, the curatorial of the National Heritage Board, and she is joining us to talk about truly, growing up in Singapore, 1950s to the present. Karen, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Hi, good morning, and happy birthday.
Well, thank you very much. How kind of you to say that. This sounds like a great exhibit that not only the older generation would appreciate because it'll be nostalgic for them, but the younger generation actually needs to see this, don't they, to understand truly where Singapore came from not too many decades ago.
We also attempt to put archival and contemporary photos side by side, as well as, you know, both quotes from the past and quotes from today. Mm-hmm. What we really hope to generate is intergenerational conversations on what home means. And we hope that people will discover that there are many shared experiences, even across communities and generations, although the way that they might have experienced them might have been a little different.
Mm. Yeah, I mean, Karen, I went to the opening of the exhibition Tuesday, I believe, and I loved it. I mean, you're ticking all my boxes. Obviously, this is something I'm passionate about. My university dissertation was about people's history and oral histories. My books are obviously about similar subjects in Singapore. I'm very interested in the people's history, the oral histories of all countries, but particularly Singapore. And that is something that this exhibition, I think, does particularly well. Anecdotes, oral accounts of what it was like, the people who were actually there. And I feel it seems particularly pertinent in the year 2020 with all we've had to deal with as well. Lots of reflection, lots of looking back, lots of taking stock. Why was it important for this particular exhibition to focus on just that, people's histories, oral histories, and being there at the time?
Well, like you said, home truly attempts to present a more intimate and reflective perspective, what it means to live and grow up in Singapore over the years. We don't want to prescribe a definition, like you noticed. We want to get people really thinking and talking about what home means to them. And the reason that we decided to do this now is, you know, following our bicentennial narrative and looking at our, you know, meta history over 700 years, we thought to present a more intimate and a closer picture of what home means to those of us in Singapore through, you know, our shared memories, our everyday experiences through the years. So we want to feature common experiences and also pivotal moments in our story that express our identity and our collective memory, but really through the stories and voices of everyday people. The exhibition has five sections. The first is laying the foundation, so we look at how early nation building policies have been experienced by people. That's right. The second, moving in, looks at the intangible aspects of what home means and our shared experiences in Singapore. The third, living together, looks at how we've navigated living together and worked to improve our society as a nation. The fourth, open doors, looks at wider communities of people that call Singapore home. And the fifth, study through storms, looks at some challenges and crises we've faced together through the years, including, of course, COVID-19.
Mm. We're talking with Karen Ho, the assistant manager, curatorial for the National Heritage Board, about the new exhibit, Home Truly, Growing Up with Singapore 1950s to the Present. Karen, when you talk about the chance for engagement among family members, multi-generations talking about this, what does that actually look like? How are they encouraged to interact with each other as they're walking through or when they see this exhibit?
Well, we've got lots of opportunities for families to enjoy various parts of the exhibition together. And we do hope that, as you said, throughout the exhibition, families will be led to share their memories and stories with one another and have rich intergeneral conversations and even make some discoveries. So we have here a few family tools that we have. The first is you'll find some octagon-shaped captions throughout the gallery. These are family-friendly captions, and they highlight key stories and artifacts to children. They also serve as clues for a crossword activity that they'll be able to access through a QR code on their phone. The second is this educational guide for children aged 4 to 8 years old. It's called My Photo Scrapbook, and it highlights 10 artifacts and images. And through them, we hope to encourage sharing between family members about their experiences. The third, which they can also access online, is a conversational kit called Get Curious, My Family's Stories. There are all these little conversational cards that hope to prompt intergenerational dialogue. We have some common experiences that we hope to highlight here as well. Another thing that everyone will get to enjoy together is these multifunctional pens that you will get at the start of the exhibition. Through the exhibition, you will get to interact with prompts by tapping this RFID reader on the tag. They will ask you about your preferences and your opinions. And we developed this as a touch mediation solution due to COVID-19. So the end of it also has a stylus that you can use for our multimedia screen. And of course, we've got an actual pen to write your responses on the cards we have provided. So we hope that with this pen, you'll be able to really enjoy the experience and interact with the exhibition content. And at the end of the exhibition, after you have checked out, this RFID tag has your responses and it records. We try to present a more like personality quiz sort of response to how you perceive home. Whether home to you is about people, experiences, or places.
Is that all?
No, well, I have a couple of things with that. First, I have to say I thought the stylus and the key fob was fantastic, the way you walk around and you answer different questions. Would you have stayed in Singapore in the 1950s, yes or no, and you tap accordingly and they collate the results. But you're going to love what I'm about to tell you, Karen, and I'll try not to get emotional while I'm saying it, Glenn, but this is really something. If you could hold up again those cards that you had, those intergenerational cards that you can get online. After I went to the exhibition, and this is very much a theme of your exhibition, they want different generations to discuss their school memories, their home life. And this is why I may get a bit emotional. I played the game using your very cards that evening with my wife, my daughter, and my daughter's grandmother in the UK via, you know, Skype, who we obviously cannot see because of COVID. And we ended up, Karen, we ended up playing this game for almost 2 hours.
Wow.
Because once my grandmother, I mean, my mother-in-law starts talking, like me, she doesn't stop. So, you know, questions like, tell us, what were your school memories like? What were your school meals like? What was your... And the difference in responses, it sounds obvious, but the difference in responses was so marked that my daughter genuinely didn't believe my mother-in-law. You mean you did this? You mean you did that? And I think, Karen, that is going to be such a key point of your exhibition. There's a great bit, Glenn, where they have a school section and they have this, they've recreated this tuck shop. This school tuck shop. And it's very much like a typical MOE school tuck shop, right? And they've got these tables and chairs where you can sit down. And they do this at a hawker center set up as well. And the point is, Glenn, that you do just that. You sit down with your parents and your grandparents. What was your tuck shop like? What was your canteen like? What was your food like?
What did you eat? How much did it cost?
And I'm sure, Karen, Karen, that's going to really trigger some wonderful conversations, intergenerational conversations. Was that, I'm guessing, a very much a part of the thinking behind this exhibition? Would that be fair?
Yes. Even as you can tell from the title, 1950s to the present, we really don't want to just like focus on the past and be stuck there. But we hope to extend these experiences and show people how many of us actually have very similar memories and experiences, although they came in different forms. During our engagement sessions, we also interacted with both seniors and youth. We brought them together to have conversations and we found such rich discoveries and rich dialogue there that we decided that we really wanted to bring this experience to the public as well.
Karen, tell us, first of all, how long is it going to be here? And if you're not Singaporean, if you're a long-term visitor here, you know, many of us are PRs or work pass holders and things, what do you think non-Singaporeans will be able to also take away from this?
The exhibition runs from today all the way till 29th August, so there's lots of time to go, 9 months.
At the National Museum,
well,
right?
Yes, at the National Museum. Yeah. Mm-hmm. If you're not in Singapore, something that you'll be able to access is the At Home Truly digital experience, which is online. This has some of the themes and artifacts and photos that we are featuring, but even more content. So I think we'll look forward to a very rich experience there. But a very special section that we have in our exhibition is called Open Doors. And here we want to feature stories of various people that make up Singapore, whether they are just an interracial family in Singapore, whether their grandparents migrated here in the 1920s, or whether today they are a non-local community living and working in Singapore. We also get to hear from a Gurkha soldier's children. So they've left postcards. These are captured by photographer Zakaria Zainal. And in the postcards, these children share what it's like to live in Singapore and what it's like to say goodbye after spending so many years here.
I found that great, actually, and very pertinent, because on a previous week, we had the British actress Joanna Lumley on the show, and she is a daughter of a Gurkha, and she was based in Singapore in the 1950s, talking about the very things that are depicted in that Gurkha section. I love that. And just finally, one of the key aspects of the exhibition that I thought was important, and Glenn will like this, is you have a COVID-19 section bringing it right up to date, but you also focus a lot on the experiences of migrant workers and the role that they have played during COVID-19 and SARS before that. Why was that important to include the experiences of non-Singaporeans?
I think we really wanted to highlight how, you know, various communities have always made up Singapore. We've always been a migrant nation. We've always had diverse communities make up our identity. This has continued from the past till today. And during the SARS and COVID-19 period, I think we have seen how especially certain communities might have been marginalized or have taken more of a hit than others. And we have some really beautiful quotes by Annabel Johnson and Sudhasna Roy Chowdhury about their thoughts on the experience. Annabel Johnson was a frontline volunteer, and she volunteered at the migrant workers' dormitory, and she found a great sense of purpose in serving this group of people. Sudhasna, who is a 24-year-old medical student who created a translation portal that enabled doctors to treat Bengali-speaking migrant workers more effectively. She also speaks about how, you know, we tend to discriminate along certain lines, but when viruses come, they tend to hit the more vulnerable among us. So how do we continue to push for a more equitable society even beyond this time? We thought these were really important perspectives to highlight, and how they have always been a very big part of our home, and we should give them that acknowledgement. Yeah.
Wonderful.
Karen, great exhibit. We'll look forward to seeing it. The exhibit is called Home Truly, Growing Up in Singapore, 1950s to the Present. It starts today for months and months and months in collaboration with the Straits Times at the National Museum of Singapore. We hope everybody will go and have a look at it and engage with it, talk about it with your families.
Yeah.
Karen Ho, Assistant Manager, Curatorial, National Heritage Board, thanks for being with us today, and happy holidays.
Thank you. You too.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SBH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.